Extension be interesting for so interesting. You think it's going to be interesting? Does the thing just that? What I would say is, we should report this year. Block wheels are in the
We're live. Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call to order the study session of the University City City Council meeting on March 25th, 2024 at 6 p.m. Prior to turning the meeting over to Mr. Rose and the pension fund, are there any changes to the agenda for this evening of the regular session? Hearing Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and Council members, there has been some discussion about having parity between the two pension funds that are administered. Before doing so, I'd ask Human Resources Director Amy Williams to provide you with a presentation that identifies the benefits that are included in each of the pension funds. This will give you some sense of what each fund looks like. I've also asked, in addition to Ms. Williams presenting this information to you, that she present it to the pension boards during their next meeting. Ms. Williams?
Again, thank you. Okay, there you go. Backwards. Mayor and Council, good evening. A beautiful evening to discuss pensions outside. I'll try to speak over the rain. As you know, you may know a lot of this, you may know some of this. There are some people in the room that know a lot more about this than me, but I'll try to give a brief overview for you. As you know, we have two pension plans, the non-uniform retirement system and the police and firefighters retirement system. Keith Cole, the director of finance, is the liaison with Buck, who is the city's actuary. And he's also the custodian of all monies, securities, and property of the retirement fund. And he is the staff liaison to the pension board of trustees, which provides the control and direction of both of the plans. And we'll begin with a short overview, thank you, of the non-uniform pension plan first. Let's see. It was working.
Yes. If you could come forward though and just click through it as she advised you want to advance the presentation. Thank you.
Should be page 3, the non-uniform. And you have it, I know, in your hands, but we can go into the normal retirement for the non-uniform. That's where we're going to start, is age 65 or 62 with 30 years of service. Early retirement for this plan is 55 with 20 years of service. Employees are members from their first day of employment and then certified by the pension board. So each and every member must come before the pension board or board of trustees. If members leave and return in less than a year and they have not withdrawn their funds, then their time is restored and they're considered continuous. That's one different from the other plan that you'll hear about later. If members leave more than a year and their time begins again and they're viewed as a new employee after the 1 year break in service. And you can go to number four, please. Oh, I think that just did it. I think it's working. We'll talk about death. Death benefits. If an employee dies prior to their normal retirement age, the employee's contributions will be paid in a lump sum plus a death benefit of $100,000. If an employee dies after their normal retirement age, the member's beneficiary may choose to receive that lump sum or the monthly pension as normal as it would have been if the member would not have passed away. If the member dies before the date of distribution, the interest will be distributed over the life of the beneficiary. And as you know, the plan was updated just a handful of months ago in November, with the vesting for this plan only changing from 10 years to 5 years. So after working for University City for 5 years, the employee is fully vested in this pension program. I think it's good, Charles. If this plan, employees contribute 3% of their annual salary, which is different from the other plan. Thank you. If the employees request a refund, they will receive their total contributions they've put in to date plus 5% interest. The pension amount is decided by the average compensation for the three highest consecutive years of service.
Ms. Williams, I just wanted to highlight that you will see that there is a distinction. The contributions that are made for the non-uniform pension plan actually go into the pension plan. And Ms. Williams will highlight the difference once she gets to the non-uniform.
Page six, and here you'll see the expenses and the interest rate for this plan. And I'll have the same at the end of the second plan. So non-uniform, about $168,000. Interest rate increased this year, 0.030 to 6.8 compounded annually. Next up is the uniform pension plan. Just a few differences here at the beginning. Members of this plan, just as a reminder, are those that are commissioned salaried employees for police and fire departments. And the same pension board, the Board of Trustees, oversees this pension plan as well. The normal retirement age is 50 for this plan with 25 years of service, and early retirement is 50, age of 50, and after you've had 20 years of service. And the vesting date, a difference for this plan, this did remain at 10 years. This has not changed. So you must work 10 years to be vested in this program. And you can purchase creditable service just like the other plan if employees have earned service but were not vested in another governmental plan. They may purchase service under these plans up to 2 years and no more than they have worked for the city of University City. Unlike the other plan, if an employee is reinstated in less than 2 years and have not withdrawn their funds, they may continue their years of service. If they return after 2 years, they're considered a new employee for this plan. Funeral and death again. Upon the death of any active employee, the sum equal to 1 month's base salary is paid. Death benefit, the beneficiary of an active member that dies prior to becoming eligible for retirement, shall be paid a death benefit of $100,000, and their surviving spouse shall be paid 50% of the monthly benefit the employee would have received if they have been married for more than 3 years prior to the death. The minimum that a spouse or retiree will ever receive is $325 a month, and the members in this plan contribute 5% to their annual salary to this program, which goes into their 401A. Is that what you were speaking of earlier? So instead of this going to the pension program, this goes into their personal fund. There's an offset, typically referred to as a drop, that occurs after 10 years of service for both police and fire. Some of the items in this formula used by the actuary are things like age, years of service, salary at the time of the 10-year anniversary, and the final monthly pension amount is then offset by this amount. Here's a snapshot, as we did for the first plan, of the typical annual expenses, as well as the interest rate, which is very similar to the first. And again, very high level. The next pension board meeting where I will be discussing this also with the pension board is quarterly, and that will be April 23rd, currently scheduled at this time. And like I said, there are others in this room that have been a part of this process a lot longer than I have, but I'm happy to take any questions and with the help of others, may be able to answer them or research and get back with you if I can.
Are there any questions from members of council? In my case, can you walk me through the expenses that we've got in both the two plans? I assume, are those based on percentages or on time spent? And then I assume the breakdown is to the actuary and to the law firm and doesn't include money management, or does it include money management?
Might need how Keith came up with this one, the annual expenses for both plans. This was a number borrowed by the finance director who figured this one for us. This was the 138 for the uniform, and I think it was 168.
Yeah, 138 and 168. I'm just trying to determine, is that the actuary and the attorneys? And then there's the money management in addition to, I would assume.
Mayor, that is all included as the administrative expenses, the legal fees, the fees to the actuary, and to the UMB, the investment.
Right, to UMB for trusteeship, but the folks who are managing the money, that's a separate fee that's built into the investment itself.
That is correct.
And then the difference in the expenses for one to the other is the size of the portfolios, or not necessarily?
Yes, it is the difference of the portfolio.
And in the fee structure that we've got is of the 168 and the 138, ballpark, do you know, is it mostly to what used to be Thompson Coburn? I don't know if it still is, but the law firm for the legal expenses or the actuary for theirs?
It's to the Greenfellers, but most of it's to the actuary.
Okay. And when we were talking about parity, am I correct that there's no changes to be made to one plan because it's not quite at the funding level where changes would be allowed? Am I correct?
Honorable Mayor and Council Members, that is correct. Currently, the uniform plan is below the funding level that would be required, which is 80%.
Right.
That would allow for changes to be made, any changes that would increase the cost.
Right.
So that's not possible right now. Okay.
Any questions from my colleagues? Hearing none. Thank you, Ms. Williams. We have the opportunity, I believe, to go into a very fast executive session if you would like to, because I think the portion that needs to be covered can be taken care of very quickly if anyone would like to make the motion to go into executive session. We can probably be down and back, I would think, pretty closely by 6:30. Is there a discussion? Is everyone comfortable with that, or would you rather? I can wait as well. Anyone have any thoughts? Fine to go. If I could, I think, Mr. Mullen, can I just go ahead and ask for the motion to go into executive session according to Missouri Vice Statute 16.021, legal action, causes of action, litigation involving a public government or body, and any confidential privilege communications between a public government or body or its representatives or attorneys. Is there such a motion? Motion made by Mr. Smotherson. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there a discussion? Hearing none. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Klein.
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson. Councilmember Hales.
Aye.
Councilmember Fuller.
Aye.
Mayor Crowe.
Aye. We will be right back up. Thank you very much.